We don't have our own unique school bus we use for our students, but where we are based in Dartford, we make use of the fast track bus service for students. And we've been speaking to them about what the maximum number of people on a bus at any one time is. We've also completed questionnaires with all the parents of year 10 and 12 and asking them really what method of transport they will be using when they return to school, so we can gauge the sort of numbers and terms, anticipate who will be using public transport. We've also really sort of said all the way along, if at all possible, other forms of transport would be preferred. So making use, we do have a number of students who use bicycles coming into work, into school, I should say. And our older students, post 16, as you say, they're more likely to either be using public transport, because our older students generally come from a wider catchment area, because people join the sixth form from maybe schools which were further away, and therefore they might be reliant on either a train and bus service. So for them, it's going to be a difficult transition back into the school place.
Have you been telling students to wear their masks on public transport?
Yes, that's correct as well. I mean, as we know from the 15th, it's going to be mandatory. But one of the things we wanted to ensure was that we reassure families and students in particular coming in that they wear suitable face coverings if they're going to use public transport, as recommended.
Yeah. How many students in year 10 and 12 are you expecting back?
Well, in terms of what we've seen already in terms of the primary students coming back, we recognise that there's always going to be a number of students who are parents who will be anxious about returning. And what we've seen in the primary sector is that it ranges anywhere between 40% and 70%. And I believe from early indications this week, that number has gone up slightly. And I think we'll be in a similar situation this time next Monday.